Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil? I guess it stands to reason.
It does. It does. And the reason we're bringing this up is it underscores another point that we're seeing throughout the Bay Area, is that while things change, some things are remaining the same, and it's getting tougher to control them. Let's take fare jumping, for example, on BART. We know that it's cost the system a lot of money, but compared to what they're losing now just in overall ridership, it's a drop in the bucket. But the next part is, okay, the effect it's having on the system. What we had is the cops were down at Embarcadero Station, and as you know, in the early morning trains, they would go in with fare inspectors, and they would check to see who had a ticket and who didn't. And oftentimes, those people that didn't have a ticket were either homeless, mentally ill, drugged, or just in the wrong place at the wrong time trying to hustle a ride. But they are continuing to pull. The last time count they did was 238 off one morning. So that shows that these people are still on the trains. They're still going around where everybody else isn't. And the effect it's having on those essential riders that still have to take BART, it's pretty dramatic, because you don't have the cushion of other people between you and these, is what one BART director calls bad actors, and they are creeping up in that system, and we're seeing it in other things as well, tents from the homeless and such like that continuing to grow while we're trying to control this pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, this, at the risk of getting into dangerous territory here, Phil, the assumption is everybody listening to this broadcast right now is aware and interested. It's sort of self-selecting, right? And is aware that we've got a situation here and that public health is at risk, including the risk of each and every one of us, or the health of each and every one of us. On the other hand, you don't have to be out and about very much, as you and I are doing our jobs. I get out on a bike and cruise around and just sort of observe the world to realize an awful lot of people are clearly not getting the message, either don't care or can't understand the message.
Exactly. I think a lot of this is the can't understand. They were already outside of society's norms to begin with and boundaries. And, I mean, you're talking about people whose life plan is measured in minutes rather than months or years. Now, BART police are out. They're covering the stations. They've changed from going down into this, because here's another part about controlling some of this behavior, Stan, is the people that are we're assigning to control the behavior are being affected by the pandemic as well. They decided to, say, pull the BART police, this is an example, out from the trains and the platforms because they were too confining. And they said there were questions there about health. Are we putting people's health in jeopardy? So they're pulling them up to the tops of the stations. And then the next thing we had was people started going out sick or because they couldn't find child care for their children. So you had a reduced number of people actually watching the questionable behavior. And we're seeing that around the Bay Area as well, whether it's CHP out on the highways, BART police in the stations, cops in general trying to control these other things, and then starting to feel the suffering within their ranks themselves. It's all working together, and it means double down, that we have to be doubly careful, and we can't just assume that everybody is following the rules. They're not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.